Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Thank you to everybody who tuned in to hour number one of the show. We had an opportunity to listen to Aaron Rodgers. He does a lot of talking. We had an opportunity to listen to Carl Anthony Towns. He's dissing his own teammates for eating Popeyes. And then also, we listened to Russell Wilson. He wanted to let everybody know that he will be returning to the field after his leg injury, hammy, to play the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. And good for him. Yeah, Russell Wilson exercising on the plane while everybody else sleeps. Yeah, I was looking at film while my teammates were asleep, by the way. I was exercising while my teammates were asleep. And of course, I'm all about health and fitness. I got a quick nap before I looked at more film and did more exercise. Must I remind you, my teammates were asleep. And so, yeah, we took a look at some guys who just couldn't stop talking. I mean, you want him to throw the football and hit three-pointers and get buckets, but just talking about themselves, oddly enough, in different contexts, right? Aaron Rodgers is just like, my teammates are not good enough. Carl Anthony Towns is saying, my star teammate is a fat ass. He's out eating Popeyes. And then Russell Wilson is, it's not that he's saying anything negative about his teammates. He's not. He's just, because he's trying to elevate himself and show everybody how great of a teammate he is.
And then for the next 4 hours.
Well, let's hear the whole thing. What did he do on the plane ride?
I don't really get jet lag too often. You know, I don't really, I've traveled enough to get, you know, kind of get my system down. But yeah, for me, I was on the plane the first 2 hours. I was, eight hours flight here. That's okay. The first 2 hours I was watching the film, watching all the cut-ups and everything else. And then for the next 4 hours, I was doing treatment on the plane. I was walking up and down the aisles. Everybody was knocked out. I was doing high knees and working on my legs and everything else, you know, making sure I'm ready to rock. So that was good. And then the last 2 hours, the last hour of that, I fell asleep for 1 hour, and I watched the film the rest.
Oh, man, okay. What are you doing on the plane? Not him. You want his teammates. You want to go, what are you doing? Sit your ass down. You get some rest. I don't know. He's such a teacher's pet. Who are you trying to impress, man? Who? My goodness. 855-212-4CBS.
I feel great. Ready to roll.
I'm sure you is. Next hour, an hour from now, I should say, I'm going to bring you a new top six list, as I do every Wednesday night. And we're going to take a look at some NFL coaches who deserve love. They deserve to be given a pat on the back. It's not Russell Wilson's coach, not Nathaniel Hackett, because he sucks. He might get fired. He might get fired after the game. He might have to get a commercial flight back from London to Denver. We'll see. At the same time, I do eventually want to show love to a team that's performing very well, Philadelphia Eagles.
Give me a lot of great football.
Between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Broncos, oh, it'll probably be a good game. I expect it to be a good game. These are two teams that are 2-5. It's not like they're taking on the Buffalo Bills, who will probably annihilate the Green Bay Packers. Something that Aaron Rodgers said is what everyone expects to happen, but it's a good opportunity for them to maybe tie things together and prove people wrong. Sure. Sure. 855-212-4CBS. Todd is calling from Green Bay. Hey, Todd, you're live.
Hey.
What's up?
So I want to defend Aaron Rodgers because it's not his. His receivers are not good. Let's just face it. He had a great receiver, one of the best. And, you know, he decided to leave. And they, meaning Gutekunst, could not replace him. Sat on his hands. He's still sitting on his hands. There's a deadline coming. He does not pull the trigger on a receiver for whatever price. It's his butt. It's not Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is crying right now because he needs help.
Well, I think we all know that he needs help. I think we all know that for quite a few years, the Green Bay Packers they've legitimately faced criticism as to who they've brought in to help him offensively. But in the case of Aaron Rodgers, he hasn't necessarily helped his own cause when it comes down to the talent who is there, or maybe even I'd venture to say the talent that left in Devontae Adams. When you kind of are coming and going, when you make every offseason, I was going to use the word dramedy like it's Hollywood, but when you make every offseason a drama and a comedy, I can't blame Devontae Adams for wanting to leave. He really had to correct himself, Devontae Adams did, earlier this offseason when referencing the move to Derek Carr from Rodgers. Well, when you go from one Hall of Famer to another, Derek Carr has the potential to be Hall. Look, we know Aaron Rodgers is good. I would think one of the reasons he left, A, is because of age. And secondly, you know what the hell this man was going to do. Is he going? Is he coming? Is he staying? Is he leaving? Is he retiring? Is he going into the mountains? Is he going on a cleanse? Like, we don't know. And despite all of that, he's the one that wants to criticize people. I think he's justified in saying, oh, I need or I want better teammates, or let's run a different cycle of receivers out there so we can see what they got. All justifiable. Not justifiable when you're part of the problem. Greg Jennings, he was on FS1. This is what he had to say about Rodgers running his yap.
Aaron, you can't do this.
No.
You can't sit on a forum like the Pat McAfee Show, and I love Pat doing an unbelievable job. Mm-hmm. But you can't just vent about everything that's wrong in the locker room, on the field, and not talk about your lack of production. Like, you have to go out front before you pull everybody out in front of you to guard what your performance has looked like. He hasn't been. I would not have a problem if he's calling out his teammates and he's been playing lights out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he has not.
No.
And that's the part that rubs people the wrong way. It's like, you can't act as though your game has just been last year MVP level.
No, it hasn't. Especially if you want to take a look at the playoffs. Dan is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I agree with a lot of things that you've been saying about Aaron Rodgers. The last caller was right, too. From the very first play, the very first offensive series, their second-round pick receiver drops one laid in his hands. He has no receivers that catch and hang on the ball. And I kind of don't like how Rodgers is talking to his players. But here's another thing. Bacciari, his best friend, and hasn't been on the field for 2 years. He's the highest paid tackle in football. And the sad thing about the whole deal, the sad thing, how many teams would love to have two quarterbacks like Favre and Rodgers and only have two Super Bowls to show for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's unacceptable. And the Packers fans are getting tired of it. We get wasted every year, but we get the first round by. We got the home field advantage, and when we do, we crap the bet. You know? Everybody's got their hands into this. And Aaron Rodgers, you can't give your quarterback all the money and expect have money to go around for everyone else. It just doesn't work that way.
Sure. And what is actually worse? It's three more years of this, or excuse me, two more. Two months. Manny's calling from Flushing. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Jay? How you doing, bro?
Excellent. Go ahead.
I'm good, man. You know, Aaron Rodgers to me, I mean, he's not a leader. I mean, it ain't the first time he's been calling out his teammates. Like, you can recall during the preseason, he actually threw his team under the bus. And it's not a good look. I mean, yes, you know, his team is strong, but he's also part of the problem because if you really think about it, the last few years, he's been always, like, compensated retirement, and all of a sudden he came back, and now he's throwing shots at his teammates. That's one of the reasons why that Davante Adams left, because he felt like, I can't, you know, if he thinks, I mean, because he feels like he's above everything. And that's, you know, if I were a teammate of Aaron Rodgers, I should be like, come on, man. I mean, why you got to take shots at us? How come you're not taking yourself accountable?
Well, I think, and thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. You can't run around. Well, I give you one of my favorite cartoons, Peanuts, Charlie Brown and Snoopy. I think everybody knows Pigpen. This man walked around, or he wasn't a man, he was a boy, he was a child. Pigpen moved around with a cloud of dust. Pigpen needed to be hosed down. Pigpen, I will assume, smelled terrible. You can't be Pigpen and be upset with everybody else when you're the one who stinks. You can't, you got to look at yourself and what you're doing before you openly want to criticize other people. Nobody wants to play football with me, or the people who want to play football with me are not good enough. Well, why are you always causing an issue or a problem? He's just like an old curmudgeon. Aaron Rodgers is like the dude who sits on the front of the stoop and complains at all the young people playing ball up and down the block. He wasn't always like this. There was a point in time where I don't remember Aaron Rodgers saying anything. He just went out and played football. He led the Packers to victories. Every now and then he looked miserable. He wasn't always like this. And man, what is he going to be on the way out the door? Just miserable? I don't know if there's another Super Bowl in his future. I don't think so. You can never predict what the future will look like, but I wouldn't assume so. He's running out of time.
He hasn't been there in over a decade.
Yes, and it doesn't help that he's older. He's about to be 39 years old. The team isn't constructed to win a Super Bowl. I don't know what changes they can make for next year. It's a tough one, man. He's just going to go out and be old? I guess we're in the era right now of old quarterbacks on their way out the door. Aaron Rodgers, my guys suck. Tom Brady, oh, unfortunately this man is dealing with all types of personal issues on his way out. And Matt Ryan, we talked about him last night. He just got benched, and he spoke to the media today, and Matt Ryan is just like, oh, yeah, I was shocked. I was surprised. But I'm going to do my best to help my guys out. And what leg does he have to stand on? He's on a new team. He knows his time is basically up. He got everything he would have ever wanted from the Falcons. And then they said, we're going to try to get Deshaun. Matter of fact, this is what Matt Ryan had to say earlier today about being demoted.
Yeah, I love Sam. You know, he's been awesome from the minute I got here. And so I just told him, you know, any way I can help, you let me know. And, you know, as a player, you got to go out there and you got to cut it loose and you know, go play your game. It's different from everybody's, you know, individual game is different. So go play yours and he'll do a good job for us.
Yeah, if Matt Ryan took the Aaron Rodgers approach to being benched, he'd say, well, my offensive line sucks. The running game that I was supposed to have, I don't have. And how about y'all fix things around me and I wouldn't fumble the ball and turn it over so often? Everybody wants to point the finger at the other guy instead of looking in the mirror.
JR, do you know there's only four guys in the NFL right now that have over 2,000 yards? Matt Ryan is one of them. Do you know the other three?
What, 2,000 yards?
Yes, passing.
Off the top of my head, I'd probably say Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's 20 yards shy, but I'll give you that. But
okay.
The other three.
Mahomes.
Mahomes is one.
Yes.
Justin Herbert.
Sure.
And then Joe Burrow. Now, I understand that a lot of the Colts games are indicative of Matt Ryan having to play from behind, so those stats are a little padded in that regard. But Matt Ryan is not the problem for the Colts.
He's not the problem.
And he has every right to say, and JR, I don't know how you feel about this, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm not saying he's all century, but he will eventually be in Canton.
Correct.
And he has every right to say, this is a bull jive move, this is amateur hour, and here he is taking the high road, and yet it's Aaron Rodgers that thinks his stuff doesn't stink, and you know what the expression I want to use in that particular regard.
Well, go ahead, say it. Let's see what happens.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that to you. Okay. It's not fair to your show, but I will just say his number two don't stink.
Okay. I agree with you. That's why I said if this was Aaron Rodgers, he'd be pointing the finger at everybody else. And Matt Ryan, yeah, he does have reason to complain. But here's the difference. Matt Ryan, at this stage of his career, he's not at the same talent level. It never has been, honestly, of Aaron Rodgers. And so when you sit at the top of the heap, and yeah, he has an MVP award, a MVP award. When you sit at the top, you're one of the best. People tell you you're still one of the best. And you just get $50 million, you're in a totally different position than the guy at the end of his rope who was just given the boot from his old team and then was traded. But you are correct that Matt Ryan has always carried himself with class, just all the way through. I would say that Aaron Rodgers could certainly learn a thing or two by just go ahead and talking to Mr. BC right there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I do want to show love to a team that is having some success. That happens to be the Philadelphia Eagles. And they didn't just rest on their laurels ahead of the trade deadline. They decided to bring in some defensive help. I'll take your calls. We'll talk about that. I'll bring you a top six list at the top of the hour. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I mean, with all the NFL talk, I'm still saying to myself, well, the World Series is 2 days away.
The what?
Oh, man, that's not nice, Shep.
They did it themselves. They shouldn't be waiting this long.
Well, you know, in Philadelphia, I heard that the tickets, the average price of a ticket was, I think, about $3,200. That's the second highest since the Cubs went to the World Series. And There's people interested. People want to see if the Astros can go out there and do it without banging on garbage cans. And we know that the last Phillies appearance was 2009 against the Yankees, and they lost that one. There was no expectation for these Phillies to even be here. And it's, you got to give the people in Philly credit. They got two teams that they can really kind of enjoy right now. You got the Eagles, who are 6-0. You got the Phillies getting ready to go out there and compete against the Astros. I think most of the country will probably root for the Phillies, especially given the Astros cheating scandal with the cans, etc. in 2017. And it's also pretty funny. Their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, who's having an amazing season, he has improved as a passer. He's still one of the top rushing quarterbacks in the game. He has a new big, gigantic wide receiver to throw to in A.J. Brown. They just brought in Robert Quinn. It's good. Jalen Hurts is from Houston, Texas. Jalen Hurts is also the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. And so he was having fun at the press conference today as he wore his Astros gear while obviously being the starting quarterback for the Eagles. This is what Jalen Hurts had to say about dealing with the Astros and Philly series.
I'm Houston born and raised. I love my city, and I'm, you know, that's my hometown, but my home now is Philly. You know, and I love this city too. That's how I deal with it.
Okay. We know he's rooting for the Astros. He had on Astros gear the whole way. And if you're a fan in Philly, man, you can't care. What does it matter to you? What does it matter? You know, we going to boo him? No. Eagles are going to take on Pittsburgh. A little Pennsylvania rivalry there. East side versus west. And nobody will care. As long as he's winning out on the football field, that's all that matters. And ironically, as I mentioned to you, that how can you be bothered with the guy being an Astros fan? There were so many comments I read today about Aaron Judge being booed by his own fans in the playoffs. Just anonymous agents and players saying, oh my God, I can't believe that our own fans booed Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge should leave. I saw Jake Arrieta actually had a comment. He's just like, oh, Aaron Judge, I would leave and tell the fans, F you. It's a wild world that we live in. You have someone have one of the best seasons ever in baseball. You wouldn't even be in the postseason without him. And then you get there, and he stinks, and now you're going to boo him? Here today, gone tomorrow. What have you done for me lately? People are absolutely nuts out here. Congrats to the Phillies, though. And congrats to the Eagles. Good for all of them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Appleton, Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Nice speaking to you finally. I'm actually from England, but I love your show. Your combination with Shep is just unbelievable. Anyway, that said, talking about Aaron Rodgers, you always talk about leadership. And in this guy's terms, I don't think he understands what leadership should be. You get a contract for $50 million. Now you're crying about your rookies not being able to catch the ball and everything. Well, if you had stayed behind and acted like a leader and showed people what leadership is all about, perhaps you could have taken those young rookies doing the OTAs and ETAs and everything and, you know, lead by example. And then probably you're not crying today. The difference between Brady and Rodgers is that Brady is always and has always sacrificed himself for the benefit of the team. That's all I have to say, and thanks once again for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Chris, for calling from Appleton. Thank you so much. Also for calling, he's originally from London, he said. God bless him. You know something else? And I can make fun, and other people can make fun, and we can joke at the expense of Tom Brady, not in regards to his personal issues, but throwing tablets and having fits and yelling at his offensive line the other day. As decorated as he is, as successful as he's been, his teammates, for the most part, they embrace him. Every story that I've ever heard, every former Patriot and current Patriot that I've ever spoken to, everybody talks about Tom Brady, how he fits in the locker room. It's because he's not separating himself. He's not operating from a holier-than-thou perspective. We know who you are. We know what you've accomplished. And Tom Brady isn't rolling around on, being fed grapes on the way to the locker room, being fanned. No, he's kind of with the group. These comments that continue to be made by Aaron Rodgers, he separates himself from the group. Ryan is here from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, calling about Aaron Rodgers. I just got three words. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Rodgers complained about him as a receiver when he was with Green Bay. Now he's at Kansas City and he's doing just fine. You know, I think, you know, Rodgers isn't a leader. It never has been. And I've never been able to say my opinion being in Wisconsin. But, yeah, I don't think he's as good as he thinks he is. That's for sure.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan, for calling from Wisconsin. We actually spoke to Valdes-Scantling last season. He joined us here on the show. And he was praising Aaron Rodgers. He was doing what a teammate typically would, and you could say, oh, he's trying to suck up to the guy. He was actually showing him love for all the criticism that he would be on the other receiving end of. He was showing him love. Let you know what people think about him, right? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Roxy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Roxy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm amazing. What's up?
Okay, I just wanted to tell you first, you have a very soothing, a very pleasant voice to listen to. And your boy Shep there, he was filling in on some show one time, and I called. I think it was about the Tatis debacle thing, but he was very, very sweet to me. So,
He's a sweet guy. He's absolutely amazing. Yes.
Absolutely. He absolutely is. Okay, so full disclosure, I am not a football person at all. I don't know much about football. Right. I've learned a few things this year, and I do have a football question for you.
Yes.
I mean, the things, it just seems like there's a lot of really silly things going on. And the things I've learned this year is like there's American teams playing football not in America, in England.
Yes.
And I guess like if you're Tom Brady, if you're a little bit of eye candy, you get to choose how you get tackled.
Okay. Reasonable. You have quite a few. You got quite a few points here. What can I answer, Roxy?
You can answer. Okay. The latest thing I've heard is that referees cannot ask a player for an autograph. Correct?
Yes, that is accurate.
And why is that? Could you tell me that?
You understand that betting is a huge part of. Please. A professional sport. For decades, for more than a century now, since people have been playing organized sports. And so what you don't want is outside influence. You don't want referees to, you know, have favor with players and vice versa. If I'm a player and I'm giving you referee X an autograph, now referee X is now, he loves you because he can make money off of you, then you may not necessarily get the same call in the next game. And so it's a conflict of interest. You want the referees to be impartial. You don't want them to show favoritism, and you would want to eliminate anything that would lead to that or even invite the thought of an official now being influenced by an outside entity like a criminal.
Got it. Okay. So with all that being said, my actual question is, what if you can't ask for an autograph, why is it okay to like go and bro out and exchange phone numbers and golf tips and make plans to golf together or whatever? That seems a bit chummy.
That's a good point. What was explained, and this is where it's, I guess this is up for individual interpretation as to every person listening. He went to the same college. Mike Evans actually said, the referee is a good person. He said he is a human being like I am a human being. I was literally giving him my phone number so he could share it with a golf instructor. That was that. The NFL says they investigated it, and that was it. I think it'd be a totally different situation if Mike Evans said, yes, I gave him my number so we can go golfing tomorrow because we went to the same college. But there's certain elements in sports in a general sense that you can't avoid. I give you a different example. So okay. Are you a basketball fan?
No, I'm not a sports fan at all.
Okay.
So compliment to you that I'm listening to your show.
Well, thank you. Well, let me explain.
Specifically.
Well, I understand. And I know the Padres, unfortunately, are not there. Here's the deal. The New York Knicks have been a mediocre franchise for the better part of almost 20 years now. The key position that they've been looking to bring someone in is the point guard, who's basically the quarterback of the offense. And so they finally had an opportunity to bring someone in. His name is Jalen Brunson. Okay. His dad, Rick, used to play for the New York Knicks a long time ago. His dad also worked with the Knicks' current coach. And so, knowing that the New York Knicks wanted to bring in Jalen Brunson, sign him away from a different team, the Dallas Mavericks, it was only a couple of weeks, a couple of months before free agency where the New York Knicks hired his dad to be an assistant head coach. They brought him into the organization. What happens? His son automatically goes to the New York Knicks. Now, there are people who go, whoa, wait a minute. It's tampering. You can't do that. The New York Knicks tried to skirt the system by bringing in his dad. Well, at what point do you go, well, it's his dad. What is he supposed to do? Not speak to his dad, not talk to his dad? And so, yeah, sure, that's a little bit of an extreme example of what you mentioned with Mike Evans. But the fact is, yeah, what are we going to do? Tell people not to be cordial? Yeah, he's a referee. I don't think he's going to his house, and I don't think, you know, he's picking up his kids and things like that. So it's a tricky world for me personally. I mentioned this last night. I think it's much to do about nothing. You know, if the referee is now not blowing the whistle or he's giving Anthony Davis back hurts. Anyway, Roxy, I digress. You get my point, right?
I do.
Okay.
I guess
well, thank you.
I didn't really just understand why you can't ask for an autograph, but you can exchange phone numbers.
Separation. Church and state. He didn't necessarily exchange his number. He said he was passing it on to somebody. But okay. Thank you, Roxy. I appreciate you.
One more quick question. Then this might sound a bit naive too, but since I've been listening to these shows and stuff, I've heard about a football player, Hunter Renfro.
Yes.
Is that the same Hunter Renfro that played baseball or played baseball?
No, Hunter Renfro went from Clemson to the Raiders. No, different guy.
Okay. Same name, different guy. Okay, I would give you. All right.
Thank you, Roxy.
I'm not
going to
vote for the Phillies either.
Oh, okay. Oh, I understand. They just knocked your team out. Good luck next year when Tatis isn't on drugs, okay?
Okay,
thank you. Or maybe when he's not getting dirty haircuts or whatever the hell you want to believe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a new top six list coming at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless you, JR. I'm a huge follower, supporter, and listener of your show. Been admiring you for years. I follow you on Twitter. It's an honor to be able to talk to you, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, I'm thrilled that you listen. There is no show without you, the listeners, the people who participate, the people who enjoy, and people who are here. So thank you very much. At the top of the hour, if you've been following me, listening to me for years, even before my time on CBS Sports Radio, even on YouTube, I would always deliver a weekly top six list. I've been able to take that from YouTube to here on CBS Sports Radio. And so at the top of the hour, a new top six list of NFL coaches who deserve a lot of love so far to start this 2022 NFL season. We've heard about some coaches who are on the hot seat, someone like Nathaniel Hackett, but we're going to go the opposite end. We're going to look at some coaches who they deserve a pat on the back for what they've been able to accomplish so far this season. And speaking of a pat on the back, or at least words of reassurance, we mentioned the Phillies and the Astros getting ready to, you know, play in the World Series starting on Friday. Today, we learn that the New York Yankees, no shock, expected this to happen. They are not moving on from Aaron Boone. He's under contract. Hal Steinbrenner, owner of the New York Yankees, made it clear that they plan on bringing back Aaron Boone. He thinks he's a good manager for the same reasons that they gave him a contract extension last year. I would think the same would hold true for Brian Cashman, who many Yankees fans are sick of. It's like, hey, you got the Steinbrenner's money, but you don't deliver a championship, something that the Yankees haven't had since 2009. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Shout-outs to everybody listening on The Fan. Ozzy, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Well, JR, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but I'm also a Philadelphia fan because I love both teams. And I want to start off by saying with the Phillies, they play with heart. And that's what it takes to win a World Series. I predict they will win a World Series this year, even though they're underdog 180 to 100. And I don't see anybody stopping the Philadelphia Eagles from going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
So I'm rooting for Philly to win the World Series and to win the Super Bowl because that city deserves a break. And it deserves to be a champion.
So let me ask you this. Are you spending $3,200 for a World Series ticket?
I'm not going to spend $3,200 because I can't afford it. If I had the money, I would go.
Oh, wow.
But if the Philly goes to the Super Bowl, I will find a way to go. So,
okay.
I mean, I just think they're, you know, I'm from PA, and, like, people say, how can you be a Steelers fan and a Philly fan? I like their football team. I like their baseball team. So, I mean, I guess I'm a unique individual, but there's no one going to beat the Eagles. They're definitely going to the Super Bowl. And I'm number one in my fantasy league. I got Hurts. I got Brown. And they've just been tearing up for me. So I'm going to sit back and listen to you. Have a wonderful night. Go Philly.
Okay, thank you so much, Ozzy from Pittsburgh, who roots for the Philly teams. Amazing. And he's not lying. I wouldn't be surprised. And kudos to the Eagles. They're not resting on their laurels. You got Graham on one side, and now you've added Robert Quinn. And Robert Quinn doesn't get talked about a lot. Maybe it's because he just recently played for the Bears. But last year he had 18.5 sacks. This year he only has one. I don't think he fell off. I think we can expect that production to increase now that he'll actually be on a good team. I mean, the defense for the Eagles is already one of the tops in the league. They have some of the best defensive backs in the league. It's still kind of crazy to me how they have James Bradbury, basically because the New York Giants couldn't afford him, and the offense is still just slaughtering folks on the ground. And then you have the improvement of Jalen Hurts as a passer. The Eagles are consistent, to say the least, and I think they've arrived at this point, you know, faster than anyone really realistically would have expected. Tyler's calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello?
Yep, you're live, Tyler. Go on ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR.
No problem.
I just wanted to, you know, get back to a little bit of the Russell Wilson stuff.
Oh, I don't know where the hell he went, but he disappeared. Maybe Russell Wilson intercepted his call. Johnny's calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just watching the Lakers game right now. I don't know if you are. But,
unfortunately,
I mean,
yes.
My God. LeBron needs to lay it down. Stop chasing Kareem. I mean, they're terrible. I mean, if anyone can say to me that, okay, he's still doing fine. He's not doing fine. LeBron is over. It's time to retire. Your team sucks.
LeBron is not doing fine. So he's having a bad game tonight.
A bad game, a bad year.
The season just started. They've only played three games. And in the three games that they play,
This is the fourth game.
This is the fourth. The three games that they played as an ED, past tense. You know what that means, right? Do you? Well, I guess not. LeBron James has still been out there and played out of his mind, especially for a dude.
Define out of your mind.
You know what? When you're a basketball
player. Define out of your mind.
When you're a basketball player and you can just wake up and drop almost 38-8, that's out of your mind.
So that's what he's done this season. I'm going to check the stats.
You go check the stats. You should check the stats before you call me up. Sheesh. How many other guys are doing that? What, Luka Doncic? You telling me LeBron James needs to hang it up because he only has 9 points tonight? Well, where were you the other games? Yeah, games, plural, three. The only three that they played, ED, past tense. Tell me LeBron James sucks when he's played 50 games, or the Lakers have played 50 games, when LeBron has missed, I don't know, 30 of them, and he's only averaging, I don't know, 9 points and 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Not in three games when I watch the guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, here's 28 points. Well, here's 31 points. Well, here's 8 rebounds. Here's 9 assists. No. That's a guy who's not slowing down. Does the team suck around him? Yes. Is he doing or saying the right things all the time? No, he's not. But to call me and say LeBron James is washed up, he needs to go away? Come up with something better to do. Or at least check the numbers before you talk to me. The guy didn't sound too bright anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, a new top six list on the other side of the break.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.